Question 28. A 55-year-old man with diabetes mellitus presents with fever, confusion, and a right lower lobe infiltrate on a chest x-ray. His temperature is 103.1 degrees Fahrenheit, heart rate 126, respiratory rate 24, and blood pressure 142 over 85. His hematocrit is 31%. The white blood count is 15.5 with 15% bands. And the lactate is 3.0 millimoles per milliliter. What is the proper management of this patient? A. Admission to the intensive care unit, ICU, for hemodynamic monitoring with a central venous catheter. B. Early goal-directed therapy with aggressive intravenous fluid resuscitation and transfusion of packed red blood cells. C. Initiation of antibiotics after obtaining appropriate cultures within 2 hours of presentation. D. Administration of activated protein C. E. Administration of anti-endotoxin antibodies. Correct answer, C. This patient has sepsis, and early initiation of antibiotic therapy within 1 to 3 hours of presentation is associated with improved outcomes. So answer C is correct in severe sepsis or septic shock. Routine hemodynamic monitoring and early goal-directed therapy by protocol have not been shown to improve outcomes, so answers A and B are incorrect. Clinical judgment should be used for adjunctive interventions, including pressors and transfusion. Both anti-endotoxin antibodies and activated protein C have been studied but are not effective. These therapies are no longer approved for use, so answers D and E are incorrect.